Property taxes and insurance premiums. Property taxes are based upon the tax rate and the assessed value of the property. Property tax rates may be calculated based upon a percentage of value or may be based upon a mill rate. Insurance premiums are often quoted as a percentage of value as well. Consider a property with an assessed value of $459,000. If the tax rate in the jurisdiction is 1.7%, the annual taxes on the property will be equal to $459,000 times 1.7%. When property is sold, the seller's existing mortgage loan, if any, must be paid in full. The seller's loan payoff quote will include the principal balance plus any accrued interest up to and including the day of closing interest on loan payments is paid in arrears. For example, when a borrower pays a monthly payment that is due on February 1st, the interest paid is for the interest that accrued in January. Yearly interest divided by 365 days will give the daily interest charge. Consider the following. A closing is to be held on July 4th. The seller's existing loan balance of $140,250 will be paid at closing, along with accrued interest. The interest rate is 7%, and the seller has paid interest for May. How much interest will be collected from the seller at closing? May 31st. Interest due in May was paid when the June payment was made. July 31st. Closing on July 4th. The lender will collect 30 days of interest for June and 4 days of interest in July. Interest is paid in arrears. If May interest has been paid, it was paid out of the June payment. The July payment has not been made, which means that the title company will collect interest for 30 days in June and 4 days in July from the seller. A dollar amount for daily interest must be calculated, and that amount multiplied by the number of days to be collected. $140,250 times 0.07 equals $9,817.5. $9,817.5 divided by 365 equals 26.897260.27 interest per day. 26.897260.27 times 34 equals 914.5068491 interest due at closing. Seller is paying